We have a playwright, actor, writer. There's a playwright and then there's a book author. So he's an author and a writer. He's all of those things. And he's a comedian and he's a funny guy. And he's a nice guy. He's John van der Raet, and he's a Durban boy. So Michael House, he's up that he's one of in your WhatsApp group there. This guy,
my WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
In terms of okay-ish rugby school, joking. Good rugby school.
He's the guy who wrote Spud, and then the next one, and then now the third one. He's the author, and he's with us right now. How's it, John van der Raet?
Darren, everybody, lovely to be with you, and hello to all your listeners who are no doubt stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Well, there is that. Yeah, there's a traffic issue. There we go. So anyone on the South Coast, I'm sorry. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy us.
We'll entertain you now.
Here we go. You see, and Carmen, you don't know this, but like I always thought that one day when I'm big and like a radio person, I'll have a voice.
I
like
know, John when he Thunder spoke, Red. I was like, oh.
He's got that.
You can just, yeah.
So he's an author and a writer and a playwright, but listen to that voice.
I know, right?
Well, if the book doesn't work out, I'm coming knocking for a little job here then, Darren.
I think the book will do just fine.
I hope so.
Your first book was just, it was a smash hit around. Can we just refresh people's memory? What happened with Spud? When was it out? 2005?
2005, and it was. I didn't expect much. Yeah. I was just hoping to maybe get enough people to read it to get write another book. And it just went and went and went, and it just, word of mouth. Yeah. It wasn't really anything I did. It was just the word of mouth, and it just sold and sold and sold and sold. Then, of course, we made a film and films, and it just didn't stop for like 7-8 years of just Spud fever.
You got a fantastic performance from John Cleese, and some people would credit you for like starting Troy Sivan.
Well, I mean, he was already, when we saw him in that first clip for his audition, I mean, he was only 13 then. It just jumped, hey? He just jumped. Those eyes, the way the camera. Yeah. Now, I know some people would go, oh, Michael House guys don't really speak like that. But, you know, we tried to get out the Aussie of him. But, you know, you could say yes. It gave him that exposure. John Cleese, geez. I mean, it was.
What a pleasure, hey?
Oh, I can't tell you how high I jumped when I heard he was playing the Gov. It was just, and also just to know you're going to meet him too. It was just a thrill, you know, for anybody who grew up with his stuff on TV here.
Yeah.
So I have a question. The book goes through something that people, I think, have been going through recently, a quarter life crisis, whatever that is. Botox is not always the answer. What do you think? Why do you think people are so almost apprehensive to go to reunions?
Well, in this case, it's Spud's 10-year reunion, and I think that's a hard one, right? You're 28.
Yeah, that's the first hard one. Yeah.
You know how hard it is to turn 30? I don't know if you turned 30
yet. No, I haven't. No.
I was thinking she looked very young.
28-year-old Carmen. Yeah.
But Carmen, you are Spud's age, so you are going through the same thing. The society pressures to get married, have kids, establish your job, buy a house, do whatever, you know? And it's kind of like you've suddenly got to go from being a youngster to somebody with stature who's taking their place in the world. And I think Spud feels this pressure. And because he's in an artistic career and he hasn't been as successful as he would have hoped in these 10 years since leaving school, there's a growing pressure. His family's struggling. I think he feels like he doesn't almost want to go to this reunion because everybody else is going to be cool. Mm. Everyone's sorted. Everyone's loaded with money. Mm. And he's arriving with basically 3 rounds of drinks in his bank account, you know. And he just doesn't even know if he can pay his way through the weekend. So it brings out all those insecurities. And this third life crisis, I found turning 30 tough. Yeah. And then once you turned, it was fine. You know, you suddenly 31. Now that's easy. But 29 around there,
especially with that reunion. And so we, for those of us who've been on the journey, and I always thought that this book was just going to appeal to those who'd been to a boarding school. Mm-mm. But it turns out, nope. Everyone was fascinated by the crazy eight, boarding school antics, crazy senior house masters, and the likes. So Spud, the first book is Spud Against the World. Yeah. Second one is actually the Crazy Eight Against the World, and now it's the reunion.
Yes.
How do you even begin to write that? And how would you like a copy of the book? Would you like a signed copy of the book? We might be able to set that up for you.
East Coast Breakfast.
I remember the first movie, and I very specifically remember it as a vivid memory. And the times of South Africa back in the first movie has changed so dramatically since then. So now it's been a couple of years, and you get back into the world of Spud. What was that like? Was it difficult? How much of the new times would you have included in that? And yeah, what was it like getting back into that mode?
A very good question. And that was, in essence, what I was, the big thing I had to do. What was interesting is because I was setting it in 2003, which is still, well, 21 years ago, right? So, so it's going forward for Spud's story, but going back for us. So it's a weird thing. And when Spud's looking forward from 2003 to the future, we know what that future is going to roll out. But what is interesting for me is that I didn't, Michael House, the school, where, which is an inspiration for the setting of the book, and where I went to school, has changed so much since I was at school. Like, you, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous now, but it's almost manicured to like a world-class manner, whereas at school when I was there, it's a long time ago, right? And it was in the sort of in the 90s, where, you know, we were in the change in South Africa, huge shifts. So it's interesting that I used my experience from being on that movie set for 6 weeks up at Michael House, staying there full time with all the cast and the crew, and being on that school every day. And that was in 2010 when we shot that, which was much closer to the time I'm setting it now. So I didn't want to go back to Michael House in the preparation for this book, because I knew everything has changed. All the rules have changed. A lot of the stuff that was quite hardcore back in the day is now gone. You know, that's just no longer doable. You know, there's no beating this and
no hazings,
fagging and this and that. And then all that stuff has been moved off, and you've got a much more civilized institution. But having said that, you know, that sense of going back there, I was there on Saturday for the first launch, and there's also that sense of, while things have changed, there's still that core that stays the same. And I think that's why there is this sense of people connecting with Spud, because you don't have to have gone to a Michael House or a St. Anne's or a Hilton to actually understand it or to feel it. A lot of people have just gone to any boarding school or any government school or whatever it is, and they recognize characters. They, they've got a gran like Wombat, or their dad was a bit like Spud's dad, or whatever the case may be. So I do feel like I draw on that, and you're pulling from greater than just the private school experience.
So even if you went to Potch, it's fine.
That's it. And people, but you know, ironically, it's people like from Potch who actually had quite a hard time. They got smacked, and they it was tough. They got bullied. And so these guys actually understand Spud in many ways more than I would say somebody who has been at a modern private school that's just been set up 10 years ago, co-ed, where there's not all this aggro edge.
Okay, so full disclosure now, I was too scared to read the first Spud book and even watch the first movie, even though you had John Cleese in it, because I was afraid of reliving school trauma. Myself. It was too much. Plus, Spud's surname is Milton, and that was the house I was in.
Oh, wow.
And it was easy. The trauma was real for you.
That's, I'm sorry to have done that. Put that to
it was too
it
much.
It was meant to be a comedy.
I know. And I just wasn't ready. And then I saw Aaron's performance in some of the clips, and I was like, you know what? Just give it a bash. And I'm so glad I did.
I'm so pleased you did too.
So I just want to ask you quickly on the book, right? Because when I see the reunion, right, if someone has never read any of the books, watched the movies or whatever, does this book make sense?
100%. I've written this book so that you don't have to have read a single Spud before. Oh, you can literally just pick this up and go, this is a book about a guy who I've come to find out what he's about. And it's his 10-year reunion. And in the book, he because he hasn't seen these guys for 10 years. So he is, almost has to recap himself of what he's going back to, remind himself why he doesn't want to go, what it was like back then, taking us back, almost giving us mini run-throughs before we actually get to that point. And also very careful when I mention a character, just to set them a bit, because I can't, as my publisher and editor said, I can't expect everybody who's reading this book to be an absolute nut and a fan and know everything that went before. There are some, obviously. So I have written it like that, and I'm hopeful that we're going to reach, because it's more an adult book, although I always thought, I'd never really tried to write teen books before, but I think we're going to reach a different market of people now, people who, and I think the way that Spud is going deeper and looking, you know, getting into the marrow of things more than he used to, I think is going to appeal to a lot of adult readers who maybe thought, oh, I love all the shenanigans and the fun and this and that, but I wanted a little more substance in there.
Well, listen, if you want to join us at John van der Raid's book launch, it is tomorrow at Exclusive Books in La Lucia at 1800.
1800.
That's
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. tomorrow night. We'll be there. I'll kindly be interviewing John again.
I'm very excited about that, Darren. Thank you. That's going to be wonderful.
And I'll get him to quote some of my favorite bits and maybe even do a little bit of role play, because as you know, he's an actor. So you can join us there. But what if you want a book now? What if you want to sign
a copy? Where can we find the book?
The book is available at all bookstores. Okay. And if there isn't at your bookstore, you must really speak severe words with the manager. Also, it's on an ebook available worldwide on Amazon everywhere. So if you want that, and an audiobook is coming out in the next few weeks.
Okay, we've got two signed copies of Spud the Reunion. All you have to do to win, it's very simple. You WhatsApp the phrase, "Hey bud, give me a spud," to 061-792-9495.
John Funneray, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, team. It's been wonderful.
It's East Coast Breakfast.